The Veterans Affairs Department has been making progress on its backlog of disability claims, but outdated technology keeps getting in the way. One bottleneck is the time it takes the VA to receive military medical records from the Defense Department. DOD installed a new system at the beginning of this year to solve that problem, but a look-see by the Inspector General finds things are as slow as ever. Federal News Radio's DOD reporter Jared Serbu gave details to Emily Kopp.
So DOD set up this system called HAIMS, which stands for the Health Artifact and Image Management Solution. What it was supposed to do was DOD, when a service member departed the military and became a veteran, all of their existing medical records were supposed to get uploaded into this electronic system in basically a PDF file. And that image was supposed to then get transferred into VA's new Veterans Benefits Management System, its new paperless system for deciding healthcare claims. The reason that that was important is up until this year, those records would typically get shipped off on paper to some giant warehouses in St. Louis. And then VA's claims adjudicators would then have to request them on paper when they needed to decide a claim. So that introduced a whole lot of waiting in the process, just moving paper back and forth. HAIMS was supposed to be the answer to this, but according to the VA Inspector General's report, things are not going well so far. VA asked DOD for 7,300 electronic versions of these service treatment records. DOD only finished 29% of those requests between January 1st and June 3rd, and very few of them got turned around within 45 days, which is the legal deadline. 4,200 of those records requests are still overdue. So that's one factor.
And just to underscore that, you said that there is actually a 45-day legal deadline, so already this is basically breaking the law by a lot because it's several months overdue.
It's a significant lapse. I mean, the vast majority of these records are not getting turned around within 45 days. So again, that's more than 45 days that are getting introduced into the wait time before a claim can even be decided. Another issue here is that DOD and VA have decided not to make electronic versions of anyone's service record if they transitioned out of the military before January 1st of this year. And what's important about that is the largest age cohort of people who are submitting brand new claims to VA for disabilities still, even in this day and age, come from people who left the military in the 1960s and 1970s during the Vietnam era. They are not predominantly, as some people might expect, people who are transitioning out in current day or served during the Iraq and Afghanistan war era. So what that means is that this new electronic system is not benefiting any of those claims, even if it were working perfectly, which it was not. So that's the DOD side of the problem. VA is also introducing some delays on its side, simply because the auditors found that it typically takes their claims adjusters 63 days before they even begin the process of requesting these paper records from St. Louis. That's on top of the 48 days that it takes on average for that record to get processed and sent in. So when you add it all together, just the process of requesting those paper records, getting them onto a claims adjuster's desk, is 131 days. That's a huge problem because VA's own definition of a backlogged claim is 125 days. So just the process of gathering that one piece of medical evidence, which is a really important piece of medical evidence, granted, already puts a claim into backlogged status, which is a big problem.
Well, so did the Inspector General, or do you know from other sources, whether this is something that the agencies can cut on their own? I mean, simple modifications, especially given that this HAIMS system is new.
Yeah, there's two answers to that, and VA's main answer to this would impact both HAIMS and those paper records. So one thing that they say that they're doing as of the end of June is within VBMS, VA's IT system, whenever a claim gets initiated, whenever it gets entered into the system by VA staff, it will automatically send a signal to those St. Louis facilities or to HAIMS, depending on where the records are, to request that those service treatment records automatically get sent to VA because they know that the claims adjuster is going to need them for that service member, rather than having to wait for that 63-day period on average for a claims adjuster to manually request that claim. So that should shave off a lot of time right there. But so that's one issue. But DOD also needs to get its situation with Hames straightened out as well. They did not provide a lot of reasons for why it's not working the way it was intended, other than to say that they've had some issues getting the contractors past the background check process. These are the folks that actually need to physically handle the paper records and run them through scanners to put them into Hames in the first place. And it sounds like they just don't have enough cleared staff to be able to do that right now. So,
and cleared, of course, important because you're talking about people's personnel files, their medical records, and very sensitive information.
That's right. Very sensitive, personally identifiable information. And they don't need, you know, clearances in the sense of secret or top secret clearances, but they'd have to go through FBI background checks to make sure they don't have any criminal history or other red flags on their records.
So is this sort of just a status report from the IG, or are they actually asking the departments to make some different changes than those that they had already planned to make?
Yeah, they came out with a series of several recommendations. I want to say nine, although I don't have that page of the report in front of me. VA agreed with all the recommendations and said that they would implement them. One is, shaving off that 63-day wait period and making sure those requests get made more quickly. So VA says that they're responsive to it. We'll see if things look any different in a year or so, but we've heard promises to improve IT on both the VA and the DOD sides for many, many years, and things generally move slowly. So we may just have to wait and see what the next OIG report actually says. One other thing I should clarify, Emily, and I didn't mention this at the outset, these records have nothing to do with the entirely different challenge of making sure that the health record systems in DOD's medical facilities and VA's medical facilities are interoperable. Those are records that are constantly changing, and each healthcare system ideally should know what's in a service member's or veteran's record at any given time. That's the whole so-called electronic health record process. DOD last week issued an RFP to start building a system that is interoperable with VA, but that's a completely separate challenge. What we're talking about here is something that should, in theory, be much easier to pull off. It is the static set of paper records that are not going to change after a service member leaves the military, and in theory, they should be able to just get scanned and shipped off to VA pretty easily. They don't need to be, quote unquote, interoperable in any electronic way with VA's health IT systems.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's DOD reporter Jared Serbu, and he's covering the story inside his DOD reporter's notebook, which you can find on federalnewsradio.com. On the other side of the coin, VA is beginning a recruiting drive. You write about that in your column. What's going on there?
So this has to do with the legislation Congress passed and the president signed earlier this month. Actually, I guess it was last month, the beginning of August. It, as we know, authorized $10 billion in emergency spending, basically to move veterans into private sector care under the theory that there is not enough capacity within VA's own system. In addition to that, Congress appropriated an additional $5 billion in order to hire more organic staff within VA so it can staff up its own doctors and nurses and other clinicians. So VA is moving pretty quickly on this. The new secretary, Robert McDonald, gave an address on Friday at Duke University talking to some medical students and faculty there and said he's going to be basically the public face of this thing, and he's going to be out there trying to move the department past sort of the bad reputation that it's built in terms of public image, in terms of the quality of healthcare that it provides in the wake of the scandals in Phoenix and elsewhere. And he's going to try and get across the idea that VA is a high quality healthcare provider and a great place to work, and try and spend this $5 billion and get them staffed up to the levels that they need to be as quickly as possible. Of course, one of the theories here is that one of the reasons that people in Phoenix and elsewhere were quote-unquote cooking the books is because they needed to make their waiting times look better than they actually were, and they weren't as good as they should have been because they didn't actually have as much staff as they should have. There are plenty of people who disagree with that premise, most notably Jeff Miller, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. He talked to the American Legion last week and said there's really no evidence that there's an actual staffing problem here. He thinks that VA's own doctors that they have right now just aren't seeing enough patients. However, he says that they're going to spend the next 9 or 10 months conducting some hearings and taking a deeper look at whether that's actually the case, whether there is a staffing shortage, or whether there are just that whether VA's own doctors just aren't seeing enough people in a given day.
And Jared, at this point, is VA giving any specifics on the hiring? For example, is it doctors or nurses, and where in the country, and how quickly can the whole process work? I mean, by the time, you know, from the time that somebody fills out an application to when their first day on the job is.
Yeah, I haven't seen any huge level of specificity on that point. You know, one would imagine that there are going to be differing needs in different parts of the country. But yes, it's definitely going to be not just doctors, but also nurses, you know, physicians assistants, other kinds of clinicians throughout the system. And I don't think we have a timeline on how quickly this is going to happen. I do not believe that there was any kind of, you know, special hiring authority within that legislative language that Congress passed. So, you know, the federal hiring process is typically fairly slow, and hopefully this will be on the faster end of that slow spectrum.